All right, we haven't done Try Take Bye in a while either, so let's go Try Take Bye. So, one thing you need to try, we're talking grocery stores this morning. I want to make sure that as you prepare for the upcoming holiday season, wherever you live, whatever your local community is, that you make a holiday restaurant list. You're going to have friends and family coming in. You're going to be like, wow, we're going to need somewhere to go on this Friday or Saturday night. Have a list of the places that you've always wanted to go to. So when friends or family say, hey, where do we need to go? That you have that list prepared and ready to go. My take, I really think that kind of unlike Trump's first term, when entertainment kind of became this ground zero for resistance, it feels like maybe the industry, at least on the media and entertainment side, is going to, you know, maybe make a little bit nice now and look at additional M&A and synergies. So I think you're going to see a lot of partnerships and a lot of discussions around mergers in the entertainment and media space. My buy, I'm going to keep it festive this morning. The Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra is doing a live score with the Muppets. Well, the Muppets aren't going to be there, but it's the Muppets Christmas Carol this season. And you can experience this Dickens holiday classic with the Muppets Christmas Carol playing in the background and the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra playing in front of you. Kermit and the gang help Ebenezer Scrooge, played by actor. If you've seen the movie, Michael Caine plays Scrooge in this model. It's really good. It's a great adaptation. You can kind of get the redemption and holiday spirit of the Ebenezer Scrooge story. The Symphony Orchestra plays the score, and then you watch the movie. And it's a great, wonderful family experience. Tickets also pretty affordable, starting at only $45. So put that on your buy list. Maybe buy it as a gift or just get it for the family. Whatever you do, have fun this festive season.